In Parshas Beshalach, we find, of course, the Az Yashir, the song of Shira that Klai Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu sang to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the wake of Kriyas Yamsuf, the nation of Kriyas Yamsuf. Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael as Hashira Hazos. Rashi says on Az Yashir, he quotes Chazal as telling us, Mikan Tzchias Hameisim in HaTorah. From here we see a hint to Tchias HaMeisim from the Torah. Now Tchias HaMeisim is no small thing. Tchias HaMeisim is one of the Yud Gimelikim. Ani Mama B'munah Shlema, we say. That Ani Mama B'munah Shlema, the 30th Maman is that Hashem will bring the dead back to life. It's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. It's not so clear why Tchias HaMeisim is all that important. Certainly it's something we have to believe. And it's even a Bracha Shmon Esrei, Bracha Hashem B'chayim HaMeisim. But the Rambam says it's one of the Ikrim. It's something that we have to believe in, and it's not just something we have to believe in, but it is a fundamental belief. Just like believing in Hashem himself is a fundamental belief, that without that you have nothing, somehow Tchias HaMeisim is critically important to our understanding of what Torah is, to our understanding of what Yiddishkeit is, to our understanding of the mitzvos and avodas Hashem. And here we see, in this parasha, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, a hint to this idea of Tchias HaMeisim. Simply understood from Chazal is that it's all based on the fact that Yashir is Lashon Asid. Yashir is written in the future form. It doesn't say Az Shar, that's when the Jewish people sang, but Az Yashir, that they will sing. Then they will sing as Hashir Azos. When will that will be? When is that going to happen? So it's understood that there'll be a time in the future Tchias HaMeisim when such a shir will take place. That being said, though, we have to understand why is this idea of Tchias HaMeisim being hinted to Dafka in relation to the shir of Az Yashir. So in order to explain this, perhaps we should first quote, if you'll bear with me, a few lines from the Sefer Limudei Nisan of Nissen Alpert itself. Nissen Alpert was a great Gaon who was a Talmud, was a very, very important Talmud of Moshe Feinstein and a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University, as well as the Rav of the Agudah in Far Rockaway, New York. And he has a Sefer HaChumash Limudei Nisan. And in the Sefer, he describes what Shira is. Because we tend to think Shira is a song. It's a song, you can write a song in a song sheet, stick it in front of somebody who knows how to read notes and could put it together with the words, and could sing the Shira. Anybody can sing the Shira. No. That's not what Shira is. Listen to the words of this novel. Shira is as follows. Kishmismale adam o am, because when a person or a nation becomes filled mehadag ono from the greatness of Hashem, or midas tuvo, and the greatness of his goodness, then v'ro b'chush, he sees with clarity as gol of tefarto his greatness and his glory, or b'teilu kol ha-mechitzos, and all of the mechitzos, all of the barriers, shemav dilim bein nishmasto lakono, that stand between himself, his neshama, and his creator, ad until the point shemargish b'kirbo, that he feels within himself, dochet, a pressure, lahavia b'milim, to express in words. He has a need to express in words his feelings. V'mlo yita'er, if he won't describe, yishabeach, and praise, v'masharoa, Tifrach l'shmaso. If he doesn't somehow express in words what he's seeing, then it's a shum will leave him. It'll burst out of him. O ki'ilu yechnak, as if he will choke. Im lo yomar befev, if he doesn't express in words, mashemargish bepnimius, so that which he is feeling inside of himself, zos his shira. And that shira, since that shira, what comes out, then that is shira. The shira kazoin el Hashem, and that's a shira that is only possible if it's Hashem. Shira is something that you sing because you're supposed to sing. Shira is not something that somebody stuck in front of you and you decided to sing it. Shira is something that wells up within the person. It's the feelings and emotions, it's a spiritual, intense experience that has to be expressed in words, and it comes out of the words of the person, and that's the Shira. That's the Shira, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, the Shira Azos. That's the definition of Shira according to Rav Alba. Rav Alba says Well, he doesn't quote a vowel first. He says along similar lines that a shira is something that has to be expressed. That the spirit, the neshama, wants to express itself and express itself through the physical mouth of the person, and it comes out as a shira. When we think about things in those terms, we go back to Tchias HaMeitzim. Tchias HaMeitzim is something we're supposed to believe. Now, believing in the neshama as being part of the afterlife is not that big of a chiddush. Any person who is spiritually sensitive and honest knows that intuitively he feels that he's not just a bunch of cells, that there's an neshama, there's a real powerful, deep entity within himself, his neshama, that will survive his experience in this world. What about the guf? To believe that the guf will get back with the neshama, and the guf has a role in Ol Haba, that a guf, the body, has a role to play in eternity? That one could argue, what does the body have to do with eternity? The body is by definition not something, it's just a mechanism, it's just a tool, and therefore does not deserve to be part of the eternity of Ol Haba for that time of Tchias HaMeitzim. Maybe it's only the neshama. But when you see that a shira can take place, where you see that there's a bond between the guf and the neshama, where you see that it's possible for the neshama to have such a powerful spiritual experience that it affects the body, and together, guf and neshama together, bring out that experience and bring out that intense feeling through shira, that's where you see that the guf has a role in nitzchias, in eternity as well, not only the neshama. Because the neshama alone can't sing that shira. It needs the guf, it needs the mouth, it needs the teeth, it needs the tongue, it needs the vocal cords, it needs the human body to be able to express that shira, that the human body can be spiritualized, if you will, by the neshama, that the human body can be elevated, can be part of that experience. That's what Az Yashir teaches us. And that's why Az Yashir is a place of Tchias HaMeitzim is alluded to. Because now you can look at that experience and say, yes, it's not just the neshama. The guf can become spiritual as well. And this is a very, very important message. It's one of the Ani Mamins to recognize that our physical selves have the ability to play a role in the eternal world of Olam Haba, because the bodies can become spiritualized, can be infused in spirituality through the neshama. This is something Ramchal talks about in Derech Hashem and in other forums as well. That really the idea of the neshama and the guf is that not just the neshama and the guf should remain at odds with each other, but the neshama should build up its spiritual self and ultimately infuse that spirituality into the body, which we can't feel so much right now in the wake of the Chayde Vazim Rishon. We won't fully feel it until the time of Tchias HaMeitzim, but in fact, that potential is there for the neshama to do mitzvot, to drive the body to do mitzvot, to direct the body to do mitzvot, and then the body becomes elevated through that as well. And therefore, Tchias HaMeitzim tells us that every time we do a mitzvah, you're not the same person, you're not the same physical person you were before. You put tefillin on your arm, the arm is not the same arm. You walk to shul on Shabbat in a cold Shabbat morning, and you're walking, those feet are not the same feet, because they've been involved in a mitzvah. And one uses one's mouth to eat and says brachos, and uses one's mouth to daven, it's not the same mouth as we had before. As a matter of fact, that's why, if you think about Shemon Esrei, after you daven, the beautiful words of Shemon Esrei, at the end you add a paragraph, alekayin etzol l'shoni mirah, Hashem, guard my tongue from speaking evil. Why do we daven that at the end of Shemon Esrei? Because you recognize, I just daven Shemon Esrei. I just use my mouth to communicate my inner feelings to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What an unbelievable thing that is, that I use my mouth for that, my physical mouth for that. And now, I daven, Elokein Yetzor, please, I don't want the Chas HaShalom bring that mouth back down. It just attained a new level of Kedusha, to the davening of experience, that davening experience, we ask Hashem, please guard my tongue from speaking Lashon Hara and saying bad things and saying inappropriate things, because I have a tongue now that's a different tongue than the tongue I had before I davened. My tongue has become more spiritual. It's attained a new level of ruchnius, and perhaps has attained a new potential to play a role in the world of Tchias HaMeitzim. So something for us to think about as we go through our daily routine of mitzvot, to recognize what we're doing when we do mitzvot. It's a neshama expressing itself, but it's expressing itself through our guf and elevating our guf, elevating the totality of our being and bringing it to a higher place in terms of our relationship with Hashem in a way that the neshama alone couldn't do and the guf alone couldn't do, but the guf and the neshama do together, and that's what makes our guf and our neshama worthy of the idea of Tchiyas HaMikdash.